This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we see more choices showing up on the grocery store shelves, consumers start to ask what products are what. In many cases, what they read on the label is what they're taking as a genuine representation of the products they want to purchase. With the increase of products meant to be substitutes for certain foods, some are concerned that we need clarity in labeling. We'll talk with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst as she's partnering on some legislation to introduce some of that clarity. We'll hear from her next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
It all started with milk, and we've seen more and more products that are meant to be alternatives to animal-based dairy products that are labeled as milk, and now it's happening with eggs. The issue hits closer to home in Iowa, as we're the top egg-producing state, and like with milk, we're seeing action being taken in Congress to allow for clear labeling for eggs and egg alternatives. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is supporting this bipartisan bill.
So what John Fetterman, who is a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania, and I are doing, we are going back and saying, hey, if you are going to have egg on the label, it needs to be an egg product. So we are pushing for the new labeling requirements as it concerns eggs. If you are an egg substitute, sorry, can't use egg. But anyway, it's a great effort. And you're right in that we've seen this with milk alternatives as well. And I have yet to see an almond that actually produces milk.
Ernst says this is not about taking choice away from consumers. If you want a plant-based egg alternative, that's perfectly fine. However, the legislation is to make product labeling clear and straightforward that if something is not an egg, it shouldn't be called an egg.
And I would just describe this as truth in advertising. So making sure that when people are grabbing that carton off of the shelf at the grocery store, that they know whether they are eating another plant-derived substitute or if it actually is an egg that comes from poultry. So again, it's just truth in advertising. We want people to know and understand what they are buying and what they are consuming.
Ernst is hopeful that the bill will get across the finish line, but she does expect to see resistance from companies that produce these alternative egg products. But Ernst is also hopeful that maybe this will lead to a broader discussion on food labeling that goes beyond eggs and even milk.
You will see pushback coming from various groups. Of course, you know, when you're talking about mung beans, that may not sound very appetizing. So, of course, they want to use egg in their label. But it is not an egg. And that's what people need to understand. So again, we are going to push this issue. If it brings up greater conversation, I think that is a step in the right direction. But ultimately, we would love to see the legislation enacted.
We'll have more from our discussion with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst coming up this weekend on Weekend Ag Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. And if you are missing that program, you can find it along with our newsletter and all of our news products at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.